Welcome to the story of Millie Salmon and the Infinite Shop. This is our preview episode, a little teaser about the shop in the title. The chapter is called A Most Remarkable Shop. The story will be read by the author, me, Ray DeBicke. Hopefully you'll find more than just the voices to be silly. You can join Millie Salmon on Patreon or find more at milliesalmon.com, and you can follow this podcast and other stories on social media at Infinite Shop Limited. The breakthrough contract will expand the use of the city's hot saltwater geysers in the fish pickling industry and athlete's foot treatment. In the next hour, we will have more reactions and an interview with the humble factory foreman. Before we leave you this afternoon, we have an appreciation as one of the city's hidden gems is closing. We learned that it is the last day for Second Story Books, a used book and music store in the Verbuti Highlands. Saying goodbye is our reporter, Brant DeValo. The Highlands has been a booming neighborhood for years now, with its once-worn streets being replaced by ever more towering glass boxes. Trendy restaurants come and go, while the fashion boutiques pile into one another. Many of them look like copies, as shiny as Patollo Claw and just as cold. Except when you peek down one row of glass boxes on 854th Street. The small brick knot jumps out more than any thousand-level spire. It's a missed beat, a stop short, a gap tooth. From the old building's front, it still has the ornate stone arch and a door that is identifiable as a door. If you push through that door, you will find this most remarkable shop. Second Story Books has been in this spot, hilariously on the first floor, for as long as anyone can remember. For years, it's been the place where the young find a copy of something that will carry them to new places, and the old find an actual physical copy of their memory. Longtime patron and local poet Hortensia Rubuta found inspiration in the shop. She also bought her book club entries at this shop since the club began. Her perspective of the shop is philosophical.
The shop is a depository of tangible memory. We used to scratch our memory on dead reedy paper and hides with ink or graphite. Now we etch information on the inner eyelids of the universe through aligned electrons. People, whether they carry their work or their fun or themselves on a slip of silicronium, have converted away from hard and fast copies.
Second Story Books has not made that conversion, and that's likely why it's approaching an end. Monty Pilling is the owner of Second Story.
Oh, we're nothing special. Just a lot from all over, collected over time. Hopefully you've found something useful.
Pilling is an ageless and aging man, full of energy that can only come from having lived a long life. He doesn't mind being called Grandpa, and many do, reflexively. You might not know his children, but everyone feels like his grandkid. He will look over those half-moon glasses to point you at the box or shelf that houses the thing you need the most. And you do need it the most. Somewhere in that sheet music is the tune bouncing around the ghost recesses of your mind. Up in the stacks is the tangle of words you remember hearing as a child. They appear as if the shop hears your mind speaking of its deepest desires.
No, it's not reading your mind. We're just a room full of good stuff. So good people find us.
Today, that shop will close. Pilling is reticent to talk to reporters about the timeline for his store, just to say, the lease is up soon. But all indications suggest that today is the shop's last day. The old building is slated for a new tower. Regulars have shared hugs and goodbyes. But the stacks are surprisingly full for the end of such a long run. There have been no closing sales or giveaways, more than normally happen, at least. When questioned about the disposition of such a trove of valuable artifacts, the shop's proprietor gives an answer that could be a good epitaph.
Oh, the books find their way into hands that need them. But that's another story.
Back in the studio, Brantz, did you find anything in Second Story on this final day? Maybe. There are boxes of comic books, Grandpa, or Monty Pilling, had a special place for comic books. He calls them art and words and story, all together. I found an issue from a limited edition crossover of the comic Multiverse Battle World from 25 years ago, the exact same issue that a certain younger brother tore to pieces for a collage. I could not believe it was there.
You bought it?
Absolutely, and I'm going home right now to read it again with cookies and a tall Mutu, just like I did after school 20 years ago.
Thanks, Brance. You enjoy that Mutu. That is your Evening Trek broadcast for today. I'm Kelty Rendon. Stay tuned for Trade Talk after the news. The time is 700.
The writer, playing his daytime role as a reporter, had not been the last to leave. That honor went to a hearty, longtime customer who, single-handedly, had been the reason the shop had stayed open at this location for so long. On this last day, she leafed through one of those boxes of sheet music, as she had for a career as a music teacher. It was the place she had found recital songs, performance pieces, and her husband's dirge. It was tough to see her wrap in the metallic shine of her heated ultra-velvet coat and walk into the cold evening, towards the setting steel-blue sun making its final peaks between the city towers. But Grandpa knew how the shop worked. It was much more remarkable than the reporter could imagine. The old music teacher could find her way in here again in the future. Grandpa waved goodbye to the woman well out into the winter night and locked the door with a key from his immense ring. Then Grandpa went over to the register and waited. He didn't count receipts or start turning out the lights. There was no last call, last longing look before heading into the back room. He just sat there, reading a newspaper and waited, as if another customer was coming through the door. The bell rang as the door opened again. Another customer did come in, this time from a golden warm spring day. The smell of trees and mud streets followed. He wore leather boots built for riding an animal and a woven cape edged dirty and worn from such a trip. An acquaintance at the beer hall had suggested the shop, and the man rode from a nearby village to visit. He was amazed to find exactly the scroll he was looking for. This was Millie Salmon in The Infinite Shop, preface, A Most Remarkable Shop. In the next episode, let's meet Millie and her family. Thank you for listening. You can find more about Millie at milliesalmon.com or join us on Patreon. Please like, subscribe, and leave a review on whichever podcast app you use. Millie Salmon and The Infinite Shop is a production of Infinite Shop Limited, which you can follow on all social media platforms. I'm Ray Dubicki. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to reading some more for you soon.